Now, God, it says a friend that sticks closer than a neighbor, closer than a brother. He's a faithful friend. Now, the word friend means that he's accepted you in the covenant, that you're a part of his covenant, that you're a covenant child. It doesn't mean you're bosom buddies. It means that you're a part of his covenant. You're in his kingdom. You're his child. You have his nature. And when you were a part of a covenant, you were called a friend of the covenant. Doesn't matter what kind of covenant it was. If we have an agreement, then we're friends of that agreement. And that's the context it's used. Well, God, it says his friend sticks closer than a brother. And thank God for a reliable neighbor who said, you know, they're always back before dark, especially when they take their child. But it was a little boy. Now, she's judging him faithful. Now, turn back to Genesis. In Genesis 13, God promised Abraham that he would be a great nation. Promised him to be a nation. Oh, it just looks like Abraham, he has no children, no heirs. And so Sarah has not provided a child. He has not fathered a child. And so they will age out, pass off the scene. And there's not going to be a nation. There's not even going to be an heir. That's the way it should have come down. But see, all things are possible with God. And when God gives a promise, he fulfills that promise. But he's dependent upon us to have faith in the promise. Now, if you go down to this verse, it tells you Abraham was 75. That's in verse 4. Now, if you go over to chapter 16, 10 years have passed. You know that from verse 3. So Abraham's now 85. Age tends to derail us sometimes and makes us think that it won't happen. It might have would happen if I'd been younger. And at your age is exactly what they always say. At your age. We should run this test. Well, at your age. He's now 85 and there's no child. So Sarah decides she had a plan. She must have misunderstood God. She's going to send Hagar in and she would be the mother of Abraham's child. But of course, that was not God's plan. Now, they had trouble because of that. We still have trouble because of that. If you turn over to chapter 21, you will see that's where Sarah delivered Isaac at the set time. Verse 2, at the set time. See, sometimes God has a reason, has a time that's important. And at the set time, of course, had two double meanings. Of course, at the time of normal delivery. Now, if you go back to chapter where God spoke to Abraham, chapter 17, he reminded Abraham of his promise, and he said, I've made you a father of nations. Now, Abraham's 99. 25 years. That's a long time to wait on a promise. By then, most of us have been derailed. We'd be sitting on the sidelines saying, well. And if we're smart, we don't blame God. We'd say, I must have done something wrong. I didn't get it. Or, you know, I blew it somehow. But Sarah, she judged him faithful. 25 years is a long time not to give up. You think you've been waiting a long time. 25 years is a long time not to give up. Not to give up. Now, here's what's interesting, what interests me. He had been Abram, which means exalted father, father, a high father. In other words, it makes him a very important person in the politics of his arena. And then God came. He's 99. 24 years, nearly 25, after God gave the promise, he changed his name to Abraham. And Abraham means father of nations. Our father of a multitude. Now you can imagine a 99-year-old man, even at my age, if I change, I said, I'm not going to be Becky anymore, I'm going to be Mabel. I said, no, call me Mabel. Abraham had a large household of servants. He was a very wealthy man. And you know, they thought, this old man's flipped his lid. He's crazy. But see, when they heard the name, they heard the meaning more than we do today. My name is my grandmother's name and my great-grandmother's name, and other than that, it doesn't have any particular deep meaning to me. But every time he said, I'm Abraham, they said, I'm the father of a multitude. And I know they looked right at him and thought, right. But you know how long it took after he started confessing that through his name? Less than 1 year, and she delivered a child. So your confession of the Word, when you get in the Word and you dive in the Word and you fix your mind on the Word and on the cross and on the life of Jesus and you begin to say what the Word said. See, we're running thoughts out. We're removing thoughts. We're running them out. You begin to say, he said, I'm Abraham. See, he put in his mouth, God helped him to put that principle to practice, and he put in his mouth the very promise of God. And then, of course, that 100. Now look at Romans 4. It came to pass.